Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
The thing is, Carol, I know that even though we use the term Dwarfism Awareness Month, you don't even like the word. Good morning.
Hi, TJ. How are you? I just want to firstly say congratulations on your podcast. I've been listening to some of the amazing stories on it.
Thanks.
So gigantic congrats for that. Yes, personally, I'm not a fan of the word dwarf. At all, and I know some people use it, even sports organizations within the people community use it. I suppose for me personally, I just feel it's a very outdated word, and I had that with you, that it makes me feel like I stepped out of the cartoon Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And I think the longer that it will continue to be used, that will be people's perception of people born with restricted growth. And I feel that's only a tiny piece of who we are, and we're so much more than our height, you know. But I suppose there's different opinions. Now, I do use the word dwarfism, and because I suppose it's easier to explain to someone, and it's the term that all our conditions are bracketed under.
Yeah, does medicine still use it, Carol?
They would, like, if you had a child born with restricted growth, they might use the term dwarfism. They wouldn't personally use the word dwarf, but they would say she has dwarfism or he has dwarfism, you know. Now, I've never come across it in the medical field myself, and they used to use the term for me, she's a little small for her age, you know, which is, kind of more, it's polite, you know, and it's something that people understand.
But you have a form called, correct me if I get this wrong, pseudoachondroplasia, which means no one knew about your condition until you were what, two and a half, three?
Well, no, in Ireland per se, I only found out about my condition 4 or 5 years ago before I had the double hip replacement. I went researching because I was very anxious about it, because I knew it would be a different procedure than the ordinary hip replacement. So I went Googling online, and my doctors always had me on a term called spondomesocele dysplasia, which is not really known in the world of restricted growth. So it was an American lady was listening to me, and she said from what I was telling her, her daughter had been considered to be pseudo, even though she is a different condition. Again, so it's very confusing. But if I was born now, I suppose, yes, it comes out between the ages of 2 and 4. And I suppose a lot of parents recognize it. And their babies, you know, babies are very flexible, and, you know, they be crawling. But with us, we moan a little. We're very stiff. So that's one detector, you know, that 1 minute we can crawl and the next we can't move. So that's to do with the osteoarthritis that a lot of us are born with. But physically, when we're born, we're the same height as average height babies. I was nearly 10 pounds myself.
Yeah.
And I was a right little chubster up until I was the age of 2. My story was more complicated because I collapsed and was burst appendix.
Yeah.
So the doctors were just examining me, but I suppose they are a lot more educated now because our bone structure, we have thick wrists, we have little hands, little feet, and so the features are becoming more distinct, you know, but our facial features are different to that of achondroplasia, and we're built differently.
Yeah.
the contraplegians are very solid. They're fine and solid people.
And there's loads of different kinds. You could spend the morning talking about. But in terms of living the life that you do, Carol, and you know, have you come across cruelty? You know, do people make comments, say things that they shouldn't? Are they cruel?
And yes. And I remember my doctor even saying to my mother as a child, kids can be very malicious. Adults can be very malicious. So I remember being a child and I always wished, I can't wait to turn 18 because this will stop. Within the little people community, the ignorance, the arrogance, the pointing, staring comments, it never stops. And that's why we started doing Dwarfism Awareness Month, to make people see that we are humans, you know, we have hearts, we have feelings, and to hopefully educate see for this month a little bit into my life and the struggles that we do go through on a daily basis, in hope that, you know, there's a heart in their body and would feel that, so the next time you go to take a picture or point or comment or laugh, you will think that's the real human being there. You know,
and do you come across it, Carol, in regular things like, you know, going into a shop, going for a cup of coffee, going for a Chinese, just walking, you live up there on Granabar, walking up and down the road. Do you come across nastiness or you see, there's the curiosity of children, which is normal, but there's nastiness which isn't.
There is, like, you know, it's horrible. I have personally come across it. I've come across it all my life. And I sheltered away from it a lot of my life. Like you said to me, I was very comfortable in my own skin. It took me a lot mentally to get to that position in my life because, you know, I sheltered in. I wouldn't socialize with people, but you do. And there's a difference between curiosity. I love questions because I love being able to explain to people, you know, what's going on. And kids, when they ask questions, that's normal and they love learning. But not every child and not every adult likes to learn. They like to put you down, and that's what I don't like. People can be quite rude. Now, they are a million. For every one ignorant people you meet out there, you can meet 10 amazing people, you know? So I don't want to put everyone in the one bracket, but people can even, like, I could be in a queue for a coffee shop and they might not see me because counters are very high. And people would skip over you as if you didn't exist. And that's kind of very embarrassing and it's frustrating as well. Like, you know, so I suppose we were born into a world that isn't built for us at all. So we come across a lot of challenges. I myself, I'd even go into the shop, say the supermarket for a loaf of bread. And if I couldn't reach it, I'd walk back out.
Yeah.
I'm quite able to ask for help, you know, because it defeated the purpose of my journey.
Because we tend to put those things up. You were the one, I've quoted this a couple of times on the program over the last few weeks. You were the one who said to me, Carol, you know, PJ, you can live in a world built for me a lot easier than I can live in a world built for you. And that resonated with me.
Yeah. So I suppose, as I said to you, we were born into a world that wasn't built for us. Everything's up high, you know, and as much as the world is progressing, I find that it's becoming harder as opposed to easier. And we preach a lot of things of accessibility for all, equality for all. So it's easier for you to just maybe bend down a little or not even at all. But it's super hard for me to have to climb to reach locks and toilets out in the public. To even if you go into the self-service cash tills, we can't reach them to key in the groceries to scan. So it's just stuff like that where, and then for me personally, on top of it, imagine if your body is crippled in arthritis. It's hard enough to be able to climb on a regular basis as you're getting older, but to have to do that to reach stuff, 24/7, it can be a nightmare. And I was very passionate about even the disabled parking in town because public transport is a difficulty for us. I can't cycle a bike. A lot of little people can't, but I personally know that. So I wouldn't put me on a bike to save your life, you know. So there's a lot of challenges. And, we, you know, I talk a lot about that, our car being our legs. But it is so much easier, I suppose, for an average person, just imagine, I suppose, everything at 3 feet, and you're not bending down because you have long arms, and you're not climbing up because you can't reach it.
Yeah. You said, like, even a simple thing, like in a supermarket, like a new Lidl or a new Super Value, to have one counter that's only 3 feet high. Just one counter.
Yeah, and to be honest now, in some of the supermarkets, they have no counters that are, you know, they're putting them up higher. I went into another store now, and I won't mention the name, and all the cash tills were all changed, and they were, like, higher and smaller. And I was like, what is happening in the world with these architects and engineers? You know, do I need to go on public TV and have four words with them, you know?
So for the next couple of weeks and for the next month, Carol, if there's one thing you'd like us to learn about your world, what would it be?
It is that no matter what, I cannot change my disability. I can't make myself, I can't go into a doctor and say, I want to be 6 feet in the morning, you know. But everyone in this world can change their mindset and how they view people with restricted growth with any disability. So I would like people, instead of being fools or, you know, being the clown in the gang trying to be funny, think before you speak. And maybe if you see a little person, smile and say hello, and we're very friendly and we can talk for Ireland. Or, you know, if you see any of them struggling, maybe offer help. What's the worst thing a person can say is no, but you would have done a good deed by offering to help them in the first place. So all people that have done them things in my life have changed it immensely and made me a better person, because I'm reaching out more, because I'm not so shied away from people, you know?
All right.
So, yeah, that would be an amazing lesson, and that's what I'm trying to put out there with Dwarfism Awareness.
When is your second book out, or is it out, by the way?
It's not out yet, PJ. I delayed it personally, because, number one, I wanted a big launch party, and we weren't allowed to have them. So I'm looking forward to that. And number two, I thought since the pandemic was kind of historic, it would be great to add a few chapters about COVID.
That's thinking like a writer. Good on you.
Yeah.
All right.
But I will keep you posted.
Do.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers, Carol, and take care.
Thanks, BJ.
Cheers. That's Carol Rice. I just want to talk to Mark, Dwarfism Awareness Month. If you want.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.